And joining us is a Michigan author from right here in northern Michigan, Jonathan Rand. Jonathan, how are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. Well, you know what? Morning, afternoon, you've been on the run with the new books out, Dollar Store Danny. Is that right?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. They haven't really been officially released. They've been out for a couple of weeks, just kind of as a pre-release thing, but that has just... it's really kept me busy. I got traveled until last night, and then I'm taking off again tomorrow morning and gone for a week, and that's just the way it goes. So, but it's a ton of fun. I'm having a great time.
Oh, I'll bet you are. Well, before we get into the new books, let's remind people about your past success, American Chillers and Michigan Chillers. How did this all get started for you, Jonathan?
You know, it started about probably a little more than 20 years ago. I'd written some adult fiction novels that had done pretty well regionally, and I had this idea for the Michigan Chillers. And the first one came out in March of the year 2000, and they really kind of took off, you know, regionally in a great way. And then they were followed by the American Chillers a year later, and, you know, here it is almost 20 years later, and I've still got those series going and a few others, so, yeah.
Yeah, you have been busy. All right, so you know, with all that going on, how do you make time for brand new books like Dollar Store Danny and The Dangerous Dinosaur?
You know, it's been that was a series. It came to fruition over the last year. I had the idea, and then earlier this spring, it really kind of, in talking to a couple of teachers and a few other people, I was like, all of a sudden, this everything kind of came together. And so I worked really quite a bit, very hard on it all summer. Got a couple of books done, so the Dollar Store Danny and the Dangerous Dinosaur, and Dollar Store Danny and the Salt Shaker Spaceship are gonna the first two that release. So, but yeah, it's a fun, super super fun project. Yeah. A great series, and that kids are going to like.
I think you're right. Well, you know what? It says here that these are pseudo autobiographical.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I like that.
Yeah, it really is, because, you know, and I think a lot of kids are that way. At least I know I was when I was, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old, maybe even a couple of years later. I would find something, and it could be anything. It could be a stick, and I'd be like, oh, you know, this isn't a stick. This is a rocket ship.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
sure.
I pick up a pen and all of a sudden it's a plane or something. And that's really what I wanted to draw on with this series of books, was just taking something and, you know, at the dollar store, whether it's a hairbrush or, you know, whatever.
Right.
I mean, we got a story that's coming out is the shampoo shark attack, where a little bottle of shampoo turns into a shark and the store gets flooded with water and he's being chased by a shark. And it's just it's a really fun exercise in youthful imagination.
Boy, no doubt. And when it comes to youthful imagination, you pick the right guy to do the illustrations, Michael Jacot.
Isn't he fantastic?
Oh,
that guy,
yeah.
he is like a living cartoon.
He is,
and
you're right.
When I started thinking about the idea for this, it was just every time I thought about it, and I would see this in my head, I would see these illustrations, and I could just see the stuff that Michael had done, and I'm going, this is just going to fit. This is just going to be perfect for it. So.
Exactly, and you know, he's a pretty darn good writer in his own right, also.
Yeah, he is. He's a terrific guy. Great, extremely creative. He's been involved with we got a writing camp for kids called Author Quest, and he's been an instructor there for years. And, you know, I think he's been there for 11, 12 years almost. So
exactly. Yeah. Now that camp, you also do with your wife, right?
We do. Yeah, we're coming up on our 12th year and our 30th. It's our 30th camp. We've got kids that. They come from all across the country. We do it twice a summer at the Akiak Outdoor Center, and it is probably one of the most magical things I think I've ever seen. And it really is. It brings you back home and you really realize what you're doing, and it's a really good thing.
You really do. Now, Dollar Store Danny, Dangerous Dinosaur, the Salt Shaker Spaceship, and then you've got some more that are going to be coming in the near future.
Yeah, I've got the Dollar Store Danny and the Crazy Crayons coming up, and Dollar Store Danny and the Shampoo Shark Attack. So those should be out here before, right around Thanksgiving, I think.
Very good. Now, we've talked about them. Where are they available? Where can they find them, Jonathan?
Well, right now, they're available mostly at AmericanChillers.com. Mm-hmm. It'll be another few weeks before they start filtering out into more of the mainstream media, you know, bookstores and outlets and things of that sort. But if people can't really wait to get their hands on them, they can get autographed copies just by visiting AmericanChillers.com.
That's right. Or find you on Facebook, too, right?
There you go. Yeah, I'm on Facebook as Jonathan Rand, or Dollar Store Danny is on Facebook, and American Chillers as well.
Very good. Jonathan Rand, yes, Michigan Chillers, American Chillers, and now Dollar Store Danny. And Jonathan, been a pleasure talking to you, my friend. Hopefully we get the chance to talk again when those new books come out.
All right, sounds great. Have a great day.